From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the
That's Nancy Griffiths right here on the Children's Hour from An Oldie But Goodie. I'm Katie Stone, and with me at the Outpost are a whole lot of great kids and on Zoom, and the Grammy-winning musician and composer Rahim Alhaj. Does anyone here at the Outpost or on Zoom want to tell us what we're looking at right now?
I'm not quite exactly sure. It's sort of a guitar-like instrument, almost fado-esque, but not quite either. I really don't quite know what it is, actually.
We don't know what you're holding in your hands. It's beautiful. What is that?
It's called an oud, O-U-D, and it is an instrument. It goes back to 5,000 years ago. Actually, they call it the grandfather for all the string instruments, yes.
Wait, so the oud, O-U-D.
Yes.
The grandfather of string instruments. And I guess you mean by that that it's so much older than everything else, even like violins and cellos.
Yeah, so it's the oldest, one of the oldest instruments in the world. It goes back to the Bosatemia in Iraq.
5,000-year-old string instrument. And I'm looking at this oud. It is so round on the back. It's like half a circle. It's not a flat instrument, really, except on the face.
Right, exactly, because it has a kind of belly. That's what the sounds came from.
Hello, hello, hello. You can see it?
So it's kind of keep the sound inside the instrument and then present it back, which is so cool because it's like you are talking to somebody and then he will just mock you.
So wait, when you're playing, the sound is going inside that belly.
Correct.
And then it's coming back out of the belly.
Exactly.
Again.
And then coming out of the belly.
When did you begin playing the oud and how did you find the instrument?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I started playing the oud when I was in the elementary school. I was in second grade.
Wow.
My teacher, he gave me the instrument. So I was just playing something for him. And he said, oh, wow, you know, you are really, really good musician. So he said, take it. So he gave me the instrument. And he started teaching me. And he wasn't really a music teacher. He was like Arabic teacher, but he knows how to play the oud. And he said, no, you need another teacher so you can learn how to read and something like that. So that's what I was really, really interested in that. So I did my first concert. It was like third or fourth grade for the students, you know, there. And when I was 13, I went the competition for the best youth composer when I was 13. And I composed for when I was 13, actually.
Did you have the oud at the time when you moved to a new country?
Yes, that's a good question, yeah. When I escaped Iraq to Jordan, the custom, they confiscated my instrument, which is the instrument I grew up with. I mean, like, really, literally, I had it when I was in the second grade until I became Rahim al-Hajj and graduated from college. In fact, I remember so vividly when I was a kid, I couldn't sleep without my instrument. I mean, like, for 5 years, I I had to be with me, like, in the bed, you know. Like, in fact, one time, this is really funny, I remember one time I was just tired, and I talked to my instrument. I said, hey, Habibi, I'm tired. Can we practice tomorrow? I don't have time right now.
Well, you called your oud Habibi,
oh, yeah,
which means my darling.
My darling, my sweetheart, right.
I love it.
So my father was walking, you know, past my room, and he heard me talking to my oud, and he went to my mom. He said, yeah, our son is insane, you know, we need to do something about it. So it's like 5 years, actually, I couldn't sleep without my instrument. It's like, really, literally, I sleep with my instrument. So when they confiscated my instrument in Jordan, and when I went to Syria to do this, I find another oud. And then I brought it to the United States, actually.
But you never got back your original oud.
No.
This is what the oud sounds like. This is Rahim al-Hajj with Horses. Thank you. That's our guest, Rahim Alhaj, from a compilation release called In the Heart of the Wild Flame, with Horses. One of the kids in the studio brought up Malala Yousafzai. She is a Nobel Prize-winning refugee from Pakistan living in the United Kingdom right now. And at just 11 years old, Malala asked an audience in Peshawar's press club, "How dare the Taliban take away my basic right to education?" And from that statement forward, she became a spokesperson for girls to be educated. Can you imagine not being allowed to go to school? That is what people are fleeing around the world. Malala wrote a book called I Am Malala. You love that book?
I read it.
I read that book.
I read that book too.
See?
This is our children. That's our future. So nobody will fool us, okay? Nobody will fool us because we have very smart children going to run this beautiful country.
You are so right about that. Right now, I'm going to play you this little piece. This is I Am Malala. It's Alistair Mook and Friends. And when you want to think about being a hero or a shero, read Malala. She will inspire you to take action to create a more peaceful world for us all. This is Alistair Mook with I Am Malala.
Till every child can go to school, I am Malala. You are Malala too. To freedom, peace, and justice rule, I am Malala. You are Malala too. I am Malala. Till the sun has shone, till dignity and truth are known. I am Malala. Till the day is new. I am Malala. You are Malala too. Among many, raising up my voice, I am Malala. You are Malala too. Speaking for all the girls and boys, I am Malala. You are Malala too. I am Malala. Till the sun has shone, till dignity and truth I know. I am Malala. Till the day is new, I am Malala. You are Malala too. My voice for an equal chance to live and learn and grow, to be who I want to be and explore the things I want to know. Malala, la la, malala, la, I am Malala. You are Malala too. Malala, la la, malala, la, I am Malala. You are Malala too. I am Malala. Till the sun has shone, till dignity. Malala, till the day is new, I am Malala, you are Malala too.
was going home at last. I am just going home.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. The Children's Hour is grateful to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting our recordings. Many thanks to New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts for their support of the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is grateful to the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund for their support.